Tus hijos esta mañana y han levantado sus corazones a ti. Has escuchado sus voces, sus oraciones, y sabemos que todas las cosas son de parte tuya. Somos guiados por ti en estas cosas. Gracias, Padre, por guiarnos, Padre, hacer por nosotros, por obrar en nosotros lo que no podríamos hacer por nosotros mismos. Somos ricos por causa tuya, somos benditos por causa tuya, incluso tenemos fe por causa tuya. Ahora tenemos una visión de tus propósitos para nosotros por causa tuya. Todo lo que somos, todo lo que seremos, así como nos moldeas a tu imagen, más cada día. Esto es tu gracia, tu obra. Palabra dice, el plantar del Señor, que tú seas glorificado. Así que Padre Celestial, déjanos que no nos glorifiquemos. Lo oramos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén. Gracias, puede tomar su asiento.
I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't have my mic on there. I have quite a few more scriptures that I wanted to get into.
Tengo un poco más de escrituras que quiero entrar.
By the way, thank you.
Por cierto, gracias.
Brother Juan is sick.
Hermano Juan está enfermo.
And just so nice to see Brother Nestor and to have him here with us.
Sí. Es tan bueno poder ver a hermano Nestor hoy.
Dios le bendiga ricamente.
Amén. Dios le bendiga.
Many of the scriptures we've looked at.
Muchas de las escrituras que hemos visto.
We have seen that God is asking us to do impossible things.
Hemos visto que Dios nos está pidiendo que hagamos cosas imposibles.
Because he knows we can't.
Porque sabemos que no podemos. Él sabe que no podemos.
Okay. Because he knows that we won't.
Porque él sabe que nosotros no
podemos. And he knows that it'll only be him and his children.
Y sabe que solo puede ser él y sus hijos.
Doing what we cannot do.
Haciendo lo que no podemos hacer.
Even as he descended from heaven with a message in this last day.
Incluso así como descendió desde el cielo con un mensaje en estos últimos días.
To do for us.
Para hacer por nosotros.
To lead us.
Para guiarnos.
To guide us.
Orientarnos.
To speak to us.
Hablarnos.
To get us in order.
Ordenarnos.
That he could do things.
Que él puede hacer cosas.
He could say things.
Puede decir cosas.
About us.
Acerca de nosotros.
That we could never say for ourselves.
Que nosotros no podemos decir por nosotros mismos.
He tells you.
Te dice
that you're sinless and spotless.
Que eres libre de pecado y sin mancha.
And I don't think any of you would look in the mirror and say that of yourself.
No creo que alguno de ustedes se mire al espejo y diga eso a sí mismo.
But he did.
Pero él lo hizo.
And he's not only spoken.
Pero no solo ha hablado.
But he came down, the winged one.
Pero vino.
To say, I'm the voice of authority.
Diciendo, soy la voz de autoridad.
I am the voice of supreme authority.
Soy la voz de suprema autoridad.
I am here.
Estoy aquí.
And I am judge.
Y soy juez.
And my word stands.
Y mi palabra se mantiene en pie.
So like he said in the message, the breach.
Así como dijo en el mensaje,
the
el
breach.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
él dijo,
the Lord has removed the iniquity of the land in one day.
El Señor ha removido la iniquidad de la tierra en un día.
And so when God spoke,
entonces cuando Dios habló,
who can argue against him?
¿Quién puede contrariarle?
Now he spoke these things,
así que habló estas cosas,
concerning us. And we're so grateful.
Que nos respecta a nosotros y estamos muy agradecidos.
So, I've been amazed.
Así que he estado sorprendido.
As I've told you.
Porque te he dicho.
The message knoweth it not.
Que él acerca del mensaje y no lo sabe.
Where he says. He looks at the reason.
Donde él dice, mira la razón.
For the Lord dealing with him so harshly in his life.
Por cómo el Señor está tratando con él en su vida muy duramente.
And I said, that was the only place I know of where he told us.
Y le dije,
why.
Y dije, yo sé, yo conozco el lugar. Porque él.
He was saying, what was happening? What did this do?
Porque él estaba diciendo qué estaba pasando.
Speaking of losing his wife and baby and father at the same time.
¿Qué es lo que estaba haciendo? Hablando acerca de su esposa e hijos.
Now,
que perdió.
I don't know about you, but I'm always asking that question.
Ahora, no sé acerca de usted, pero siempre estoy haciendo esa pregunta.
I need to know more than ever.
Necesito saber más que nunca.
Lord, what is it that you're doing?
Señor, ¿qué es eso que estás haciendo?
I don't ask why is this happening.
No pregunto por qué está pasando.
Or why did you allow this to happen to me?
O por qué permitiste que esto me pasara.
Or us, or whatever. I'm saying, Lord, what is your purpose?
Estoy preguntando, Señor, ¿cuál es tu propósito?
What is it that you're doing?
Señor, ¿por qué es que tú estás haciendo?
When you see the world falling apart.
Cuando estás viendo que el mundo está cayendo a pedazos.
It's, Lord, what are you doing?
Señor, ¿qué estás haciendo?
Are you with me?
¿Estás conmigo?
So Brother Branham was looking at his life.
Así que el hermano Branham está viendo su vida.
And he says, what did it do?
Y dijo, ¿qué es lo que hizo?
It was working from that outside man to the inside man.
Estaba obrando de afuera hacia adentro en el hombre.
Now, I found another quote.
Así que encontré otra cita.
This is from the message I know.
Y este es del mensaje yo sé.
And he's talking about the same thing.
Y está hablando de la misma cosa.
And you will love it.
Lo amará.
Okay. Because he's talking about me and you.
Porque estaba hablando acerca de usted y yo.
Okay. Here, Brother Nestor. When I lost my little baby, Sharon.
Cuando perdí a mi pequeña bebé, mi pequeña Sharon.
That was one thing that stumbled me.
Esa fue una cosa que me movió.
I said, how can that be?
Y dije, ¿cómo puede ser?
How can that be for the good?
¿Cómo puede ser eso para bien?
Okay. Months later,
luego, meses después,
when I see her standing there in all the beauty of a young girl speaking to me,
cuando la vi meses luego parada en la belleza, en su belleza,
standing by the side of that old broken down wagon,
hablándome con puesta en pie junto a ese viejo vagón,
I knowed if she would have lived, she might have turned out wrong.
Yo supe que si ella hubiera vivido, hubiera ido por el mal camino.
Listen to this. God had to take her while she was tender and sweet.
Escuché eso. Dios tuvo que tomarla cuando todavía era dulce.
Isn't that interesting? God has a purpose in everything, brothers.
Dios tiene un propósito en todo.
I know I'll see her again.
Sé que la veré nuevamente.
I know I will see her.
Sé que la volveré a ver.
I know beyond any shadow of a doubt.
Sé sin ninguna duda.
I think of my wife of 22 years old.
Pienso de mi esposa de 22 años.
Just merely a girl, a little mother.
Solo una joven, una pequeña madre.
And when the headline here, a young mother reverend just dies, oh, how my heart bled, I didn't know what to do.
Y cuando una joven madre muere, oh, mi corazón yo sangró, no sabía qué hacer.
But today,
pero ahora,
I know it was working for my good.
Sé que estaba obrando para mi bien.
Listen to this.
Escuché esto.
I know the life. The life.
Yo conozco la vida.
Had to be ground.
Tiene que ser sepultada.
And twisted.
Torcida.
And squeezed.
Y apretujada.
To get what was in it out.
Para tener lo que estaba en ella y sacarlo fuera.
So why are you being tried?
Entonces, ¿por qué está siendo probado?
Listen, there was too much Branham.
Había mucho Branham.
Okay, what have we been talking about?
¿Qué
cleansing.
Hemos hablando?
Okay. Letting go. Releasing. My memory, my conscience.
Mi memoria, mi conciencia.
Make them channels of the Holy Ghost.
Haz los canales del Espíritu Santo.
There was too much Branham in there.
Había mucho Branham ahí.
It had to be squeezed out.
Tenía que ser apretado.
Before God could make himself known.
Antes de que Dios se hiciese presente.
There is too much you in you.
Hay mucho tú en tú, en ti.
Till God had to squeeze it out.
Hasta que Dios se tiene que apretar.
Through trials.
A través de pruebas.
And while that squeezing was coming on.
Y cuando, mientras este apretón está viniendo.
It's hard.
Es duro.
But after a while.
Pero luego.
The skies clear back and you see the purpose of God.
El cielo se aclara y ves el propósito de Dios.
And then you cry.
Y tú lloras.
I know my Redeemer lives.
Yo sé que mi Redentor vive.
And at the last day she shall stand on the earth.
Y al último día él se está, pondrá de pie en la tierra.
And though the skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I will see God.
Y aunque esta piel se destruya, sé que veré a Dios.
These little trials and things are just for a moment.
Estas pequeñas pruebas y cosas son por un momento.
And they fade, pass away. But they're only done for your good.
Y se desvanecen y se van, pero solamente son para tu bien.
Remember that.
Pero recuerda esto.
That God would get glory.
Que el Señor obtendrá la gloria.
There's too much of you in you.
Hay mucho de ti en ti.
Oh, yeah. Don't we know it? Yes.
No lo sabemos.
It's too much of me and me, I know that. Brother
mucho de
Paul,
mí,
could
mí.
You turn that down
eso.
A little bit? There, Pete's got it. Just a little air movement. Thank you. Okay, good. I'm not doing well. So there we got two of them now explaining why he had to go through what he had to go through.
Ahora vemos dos cosas. ¿Por qué él tuvo que ir a través de eso?
Okay. That life that was in there had to be squeezed out to make God known.
Okay, esa vida que estaba en él
and
tuvo
so
que
it
ser
is with us.
Para obtener a Dios.
So we see more and more.
Así que vemos más
what
más.
Is God doing now? What is the now movement of the Holy Spirit?
¿Qué es lo que Dios está haciendo? ¿Cuál es el movimiento del Espíritu
okay.
Santo?
Okay, it's John 17.
En Juan 17.
I will give them my glory.
Le daré mi gloria.
Right? I will give them my glory. We will be made one.
Les daré mi gloria. Seremos hecho
God
uno.
Is answering the prayer of his son.
Él está respondiendo la oración de su hijo.
In you.
En ti.
In you.
En ti.
In you.
En ti.
In each one of us.
En cada uno de nosotros.
That believes. God is answering that prayer.
Señor está contestando.
There's other prayers here this morning I want to talk about.
Hay otra oración.
Words that have been said.
Quiero hablar palabras sencillas.
Spoken by the prophets.
Habladas por los profetas.
And I'd like to start this morning, and we're going to spend time, so you don't stand because we're going to spend time here. Deuteronomy chapter 7.
En Deuteronomio 7.
Okay. Where is he taking us?
Okay, ¿dónde nos está
what
llevando?
Is the Lord doing?
¿Qué es lo que está haciendo el Señor?
Why are we being tried?
¿Por qué estaríamos en pruebas?
Well, we aren't being tried nearly like some are being tried, brothers. But it's all for his good.
Pero es todo por tu bien.
Thank you, bro. You good? Thank you so much. Steven, so nice to see you, bud.
Hermano Steven, es bueno verlo.
You doing good? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Gracias, Señor.
Russ, nice to see you bueno back verlo. There. Well, actually, it's nice to see you all. God bless you.
Hecho, es bueno verlos a todos. Dios les bendiga.
Yeah, I'm picking out ones that I don't see very often. Okay, Deuteronomy 7.
Deuteronomy 7.
And we're going to start at verse 7.
Empezaremos verso 7.
Now, remember.
Ahora recuerde.
What did Brother Branham say about the Old Testament? All of it speaks of this hour, doesn't it?
¿Qué dijo el hermano Branham acerca del Viejo Testamento?
It's all fulfilled in this hour.
Cumplimiento de esta
so
hora.
We're not thinking back there, we're thinking today.
Así que no estamos pensando
okay.
En el pasado, estamos pensando para el hoy.
Okay. Verse 7.
Verso 7.
The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you are the fewest of all people.
No por ser vosotros más que todos los pueblos os ha querido Jehová y os ha escogido, pues vosotros erais el más insignificante de todos los pueblos.
So that's the bride, isn't it?
Esa es
the
la fewest. Novia, ¿verdad?
Okay. But because the Lord loved you and because he would keep the oath which he swore unto your fathers.
Sino por cuanto Jehová os amó y quiso guardar el juramento que juró a vuestros padres.
Hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh in Egypt.
Os ha sacado Jehová con mano poderosa y os ha rescatado de servidumbre de la mano de Faraón, rey de Egipto.
And so the Lord with a mighty hand made himself known this day to deliver us out of the systems of man into the power of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
No sé pues que Jehová tu Dios es Dios fiel que guarda el pacto de misericordia a los que aman y guardan sus mandamientos a mis generaciones.
Okay, now here, God made a covenant.
Aquí Dios hizo un pacto.
Okay, and this covenant has to be kept word for word.
Y este pacto tiene que ser.
So verse 9, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, verse 9.
En el verso 9, este pacto tiene que ser guardado palabra por palabra. Conoce pues que Jehová tu Dios es Dios.
Which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations.
Dios es fiel que guarda el pacto y la misericordia a los que le aman y guardan sus mandamientos hasta 1,000 generaciones.
And repay them that hate him to their face to destroy them.
Que da el pago a las personas a los que él aborrece, le aborrece.
He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face.
Destruyéndolo y no se demora con el que le odia en persona. Con el que le odia en persona le dará el pago.
Is that still true?
Eso todavía es verdad.
Why is the tribulation period coming?
¿Por qué el periodo de tribulación está viniendo?
Why is there fire?
Porque hay fuego.
To clean the sin off of the world.
Para limpiar a todo ese pecado del mundo.
Are these words still true?
¿Todavía esas palabras son ciertas?
Okay.
Okay.
Thou shalt therefore keep his commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command this day.
Guarda por tanto los mandamientos, estatutos y decretos que yo te mando hoy de cumplas.
Where shall come to pass, if you will hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God will keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he swore unto the fathers.
Y por haber oído estos decretos y haberlos guardado y puesto por obra, Jehová tu Dios guardará contigo el pacto y la misericordia que juró a tus padres.
And of course they didn't.
Y por, claro, no lo hicieron.
And of course they couldn't.
Claro, ellos no pudieron.
No man can.
Ningún hombre puede.
So where is this fulfilled?
Entonces, ¿dónde esto se cumple?
And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee and will bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of the land and the corn and the wine and thine oil and the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. In the land where he sware unto thy fathers to give thee.
llamará, te bendecirá y te multiplicará y bendecirá el fruto de tu vientre, el fruto de tu tierra, tu grano, tu mosto, tu aceite, la cría de tus vacas y los rebaños de tus ovejas en la tierra que juró a tus padres que le daría.
Okay, now there again, where were the blessings?
Entonces ahí nuevamente,
external blessings, every one of them.
Las bendiciones externas.
All of the Old Testament was external blessings.
Todo el Antiguo Testamento eran bendiciones externas.
Okay, so when Jesus came in Matthew 5,
entonces cuando Jesús vino en Mateo 5,
and so blessed are the poor in spirit,
bendito los pobres en espíritu,
blessed are you when you're persecuted,
bendito cuando eres perseguido.
You can imagine what that did to their heads being raised under the law of Moses.
Puedes imaginar lo que hizo en sus cabezas referente a la ley de Moisés.
Where God was switching from the external to the internal, if they would take that trip with him.
Donde Dios estaba cambiando del externo al interno.
From the external to the internal.
De lo externo al interno.
From the internal to the eternal.
De lo interno a lo
internal to the eternal.
De lo interno a lo eterno.
Thou shalt be blessed above all people.
Ustedes serán benditos en todas las naciones.
There shall not be male nor female barren among you, among your cattle.
No habrá en ti varón ni hembra estéril ni en tus ganados.
And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put on none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon them that hate you. Wow.
Y quitará Jehová de ti toda enfermedad y todas las malas plagas de Egipto que tú conoces, no las pondrá sobre ti, antes las pondrá sobre todos los que te aborrecieren.
And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee, thine eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare to thee.
Y consumirás a todos los pueblos que te dé Jehová tu Dios, no los perdonarás tu ojo, ni servirás a sus dioses porque te será tropiezo.
So all of God's blessings,
todas las bendiciones de Dios,
depended upon their obedience,
dependían acerca de su obediencia,
and their holiness,
y su santidad,
holiness,
santidad,
complete separation,
completa separación,
completely separated out of the world,
completa separación
from the world,
mundo, del
unto
mundo,
God,
hacia Dios.
Okay.
Okay.
And you deal with every spirit, because the natural types of spiritual now, you deal with every spirit that comes against you, to slay it, to kill it, its effect on you.
Estás tratando con los mismos espíritus, tratando de matarte.
Because that cannot happen outside of holiness unto the Lord.
Porque eso no puede pasar fuera de la santidad hacia el Señor.
Okay. Verse 17.
Verso 17.
If thou shalt say in thy heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them?
Si dijeras en tu corazón, estas naciones son mucho más numerosas que yo, ¿cómo las podré exterminar?
And you're going to say that about spirits one of these days.
Y dirás eso acerca de los espíritus en uno de estos días.
Because you're surrounded by them.
Porque estás rodeado.
And they're attacking you.
Te están atacando.
You say, how can I win?
Y dices, ¿cómo puedo ganar?
Thou shalt not be afraid of them.
No tendrás miedo.
Do you hear that?
¿Escuchaste eso?
Thou shalt not be afraid of these spirits that come against you.
No tendrás miedo de los espíritus que vienen contra ti.
And here we go again.
Aquí vamos nuevamente.
With these words.
Con estas palabras.
Okay, now I've been going back. This is all resulting from our study of the weakness of Paul.
Y todo esto es resultado acerca del estudio de la debilidad de Pablo.
Where the Holy Spirit told him all through the Old Testament,
acerca del Viejo Testamento,
and him being a student of Gamaliel,
y él siendo un estudiante de Gamaliel,
I think these were ground into his being.
Estaba sepultado en su,
remember,
en su ser.
Remember all the things that says God told him. Remember, and they did remember. Some of them did remember.
Recuerda, recuerda todas las cosas que Dios le dijo.
Okay, verse 18.
Verso 17.
And thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto Egypt.
Verso 18, no tengas temor de ellas. Acuérdate bien de lo que hizo Jehová tu Dios con Faraón y con todo Egipto.
Now remember,
recuerda.
The word remember is for a purpose.
Se recuerda, es por un propósito.
What good does it do you to think of what God did?
¿Qué buenas cosas buenas crees que Dios hizo?
unless there's something inside of you
a menos que haya algo
that says
que dice,
the God that did still is
que hizo,
and does.
Que es y
Are you with me? So he told them to remember for a purpose
le dijo que recordaran por un propósito,
to bring this forward.
Para traer
We've got a
esto.
Whole study on that coming
Todo
up.
Este
I've been wanting to do for a year or two. Remember.
Recuerda.
The great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out, so shall the Lord thy God do unto all, so shall he do. As he did, he will do. You with me? As he did, he will do.
Las grandes pruebas que vieron tus ojos, las señales y milagros, las de las manos poderosas y los brazos extendidos con que Jehová Dios te sacó.
Burn that in your memory. Okay?
Ponga eso en su memoria, como él hizo, él hará.
As he did,
como él hizo,
he will do.
Él hará.
As he did in 62 and 63 and 49 and 54. He will do today.
Como dice en el 62, 63, 59, 42, él hará.
The pillar of fire.
La columna de fuego.
That was there.
Estuvo ahí.
That proved himself.
Que él se probó.
That science took a picture of.
La ciencia tomó una
is
foto.
Is here.
Está aquí.
It's here.
Está aquí.
It's leading you.
Está guiando.
When will it quit leading you? When will it quit leading you?
Cuando renunciará de guiarte.
When you're in the millennium.
Cuando estés en el milenio.
Okay. The God that did.
El Dios
does.
Que hizo, hace.
Okay. So shall the Lord do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid.
Dios.
At the end of 19.
So así hará Jehová tu Dios con todos los pueblos de cuya presencia tú temieres.
Moreover, the Lord thy God will send the hornet among thee until that they are they that are left and hide themselves from thee to be destroyed.
También verá Jehová tu Dios avispa sobre ellos hasta que perezcan los que quedaren y los que se hubieren escondido delante de ti.
So you remember.
Si recuerde.
Remember what the Lord did.
Que lo que el Señor hizo.
And he does.
Y hace.
Okay, so here is a promise.
Aquí hay una promesa.
And it's contingent to them.
Es contingente a ellos,
on their obedience,
a su obediencia,
and their holiness,
y su santidad.
Okay? Now, we don't understand holiness.
Ahora, no entendemos santidad.
Okay? We look at as rules,
lo vemos como reglas,
human actions,
actos humanos,
and we try to perfect our own,
tratamos de perfeccionar nosotros,
and there's no way you can.
Y no hay manera que
podamos. As Brother Branham said,
y hermano Branham dice,
he said, he always says somebody asks him the question.
Él siempre dice que alguien le hace esta pregunta.
Brother Branham, do you believe in holiness?
Hermano Branham, ¿cree en la santidad?
Yes.
Sí.
But not mine.
Pero no mía.
I don't have any.
No tengo ninguna.
So our only hope
así que nuestra
is única that the Holy One
es que
lives in us and takes over.
El Santo venga y tome control.
And if you try to perfect your own,
y si tú tratas de
you just become another Pharisee.
Solo vienes a ser otro
fariseo. You end up looking down your nose at everybody else around you that doesn't have the same standards you do.
Que tú miras por debajo de tu nariz a aquel que no tiene el mismo estándar que tú.
But there's something in the holiness of God.
Pero hay algo en la santidad
that is praised.
Que es
Exodus chapter 15.
Que es adorada en Éxodo
okay.
Capítulo
verse 11.
Capítulo.
It's always been a mystery and a blessing at the same time.
Siempre ha sido un misterio y una bendición al mismo tiempo.
Okay, this is right after they crossed the Red Sea.
Esto es justo después de cruzar.
And they're having their Pentecostal jubilee.
Y están teniendo su júbilo pentecostal.
Verse 6.
Verso 6.
Thy right hand, Lord, has become glorious in power.
Tu diestra, oh Jehová, ha sido magnificada en poder.
Okay.
Okay.
Thy right hand, O Lord, dashes in pieces the enemy.
Tu diestra, oh Jehová, ha quebrantado al enemigo.
Look at 7.
Mira el 7.
Okay, in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose against you.
Y con la grandeza de tu poder has derribado a los que se levantaron contra ti.
And it's verse 11.
En el verso 11.
Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods?
¿Quién es como tú, oh Jehová, entre los dioses?
Who is like thee?
¿Quién como tú?
Glorious in holiness.
Magnífico en santidad.
Fearful in praises.
Terrible en maravillosas.
Doing wonders.
Haciendo hacedor prodigios.
Now, you will go through and you do your own study on holiness.
Ahora, usted hace su propio estudio en santidad.
And all of his power.
Y todo su poder.
And all of his might.
Toda su maravilla.
And all of his wondrous works are totally connected because he is a holy God.
Todos sus trabajos maravillosos están todos conectados porque él es Dios.
And so will it be with the people of God that are totally separated unto him, that are totally under his mind and his will, will be the ones walking in the power of God.
Bajo su voluntad estarán caminando bajo el poder de Dios.
Now, scripturally speaking, tell me, true or not true?
Ahora, hablando scripturalmente, ¿es cierto?
Does that follow through everywhere? When Israel became unholy, when it had alliances, what happened? They got in trouble.
Cuando Israel vino,
they lost their battles.
Impío.
When they became right with God and came again separated unto him, power came back to them.
Cuando tuvieron alianzas, calamidades vinieron.
You with me? Holiness is critical.
Santidad es crítica.
It's critical to God to keep his power, but he says, I am the faithful God.
Es crítico para Dios a mantener su poder, pero él dice,
I am faithful to all that I am.
Soy fiel a todo lo que soy.
El Ela Elohim.
El Ela Elohim.
The strong one what bound by an oath.
El fuerte que está atado a un juramento.
Okay, I cannot be
no puedo
anything
ser.
But what my spiritual DNA is.
Que lo que mi escritura dice que soy.
Okay, so now we go. This covenant.
Ahora este pacto.
How can these blessings come upon us?
¿Cómo estas bendiciones pueden venir a nosotros?
Back to Deuteronomy.
De regreso a Deuteronomy.
Chapter 26.
Capítulo 26.
These people.
Esta gente,
the obedient ones.
La obediente.
Okay. 26. Verse 17.
El 17. Verso 17.
Okay. Thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God.
Has declarado solemnemente hoy que Jehová es tu Dios.
And to walk in thy ways.
Y que andarás en sus caminos.
In his ways, excuse me. And to keep his statutes.
Y tú guardarás sus estatutos.
And his commandments.
Sus mandamientos.
And his judgments.
Sus decretos.
And to hearken unto his voice.
Y que escucharás su voz.
The Lord has avouched thee this day.
Jehová ha declarado hoy que
to be his peculiar people.
Que tú eres su pueblo. Pueblo suyo.
That's you.
Ese eres tú.
Okay, purchased.
Comprado.
That's what peculiar means in the New Testament.
Eso es lo que peculiar significa en el Nuevo Testamento.
First Peter chapter 2.
Primero de Pedro,
a dot with a circle around it from the old Christians. You remember that? Huh? First Peter 2, the early Christian church, that was it. That's how they used that word peculiar.
La iglesia primitiva, eso es como ellos utilizan palabra peculiar.
Purchased, surrounded by God.
Comprados, rodeados por Dios.
I like that. The family crest. A dot with a circle around it. Okay, so here he is. There's the promise. Looking forward.
Aquí hay una promesa al frente.
Looking forward to what God is doing for you.
Mirando lo que Dios está haciendo por ti.
Looking forward to this day.
Mirando a estos días.
Looking forward to when finally the seals would be opened, and they didn't even know there were seals back here.
Viendo que los sellos estaban abiertos.
Okay. There had to be somehow this way could be fulfilled. He would have this peculiar people.
Hay alguna manera que esto fuera cumplido. Tiene esta gente peculiar.
Back to verse 18. As he hath promised thee that thou shouldest keep all of his commandments.
Verso 18, como te lo ha prometido para que guardes todos sus mandamientos.
And to make thee high above all nations.
A fin de exaltarte sobre todas las naciones.
Now is that the bride?
Ahora, esa no es la novia.
Which he hath made in praise and in name and in honor that thou mayest be a holy people unto the Lord thy God as he has spoken.
Para loor y fama y gloria. Para que seas un pueblo santo a Jehová tu Dios como él ha dicho.
Okay, and here.
Aquí.
Again.
Nuevamente.
In the Old Testament was all physical.
En el Viejo Testamento
external blessings.
Físico. Bendiciones externas.
Okay, it's going to be external again.
Ahora va a ser externo nuevamente.
But it won't be until the millennium.
Pero no será hasta el
millennio. So you're reigning and ruling with Christ.
Que esté reinando y
and in the New Jerusalem.
En la Nueva Jerusalén.
It's not for this age. So chapter 28, you see it again.
Capítulo 28, lo ves nuevamente.
Okay. Verse 9.
Verso 9.
And the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself.
Te confirmará Jehová por pueblo santo suyo.
A holy people.
Como un pueblo santo.
A holy people.
Pueblo santo.
There it is, brothers
ahí
and sisters.
Está, hermanos,
separated
hermanos.
Unto me.
Separados para él.
Not to gods.
No a Dios,
not to the world.
No al mundo.
Okay. Separated unto God.
Separados para Dios.
To him.
Para él,
to his purposes.
Su propósito,
to his will.
Su voluntad.
To his word, to everything. You are separated unto God.
Para Dios.
You can't play footsie with the world.
No puedes jugar,
and pretend to have be a bride of Jesus Christ.
Me salgo, me vengo,
okay.
Y ser la novia de Cristo.
You can't do it.
No puedes ser.
It's a holiness. Holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see God.
Es santidad, santidad. Sin santidad, nadie podrá ver a Dios.
And I don't have any.
No tengo nada.
But I am desperately in need of it.
Estoy en
and it's only going to come through one place, the Lord Jesus himself.
Y solo puedo venir a un lugar, el Señor Jesús mismo.
Okay, 9 again.
Nueve nuevamente.
The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he sworn unto thee, if thou wilt keep the commandments of the Lord, thy God, and walk in his ways.
Te confirmará Jehová por pueblo santo suyo, como te lo ha jurado, cuando guardares los mandamientos de Jehová tu Dios y anduvieres en sus caminos.
And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord.
Y verán todos,
isn't that beautiful?
Todos los pueblos de la tierra en el nombre de Jehová es invocado sobre ti. ¿No es eso hermoso?
When is the scripture going to be fulfilled?
¿Cuándo esa escritura será cumplida?
Revelation chapter 20, verse 4.
Apocalipsis capítulo 20, verso 4.
When you're sitting by him on his throne,
cuando esté sentado cerca
judging
de él,
the earth,
cerca de su trono,
ruling and reigning with him 1,000 years, the whole world will see these are the blessed
la tierra,
of the Lord. Right?
Gobernando.
So this scripture has to be fulfilled,
esta escritura tiene que ser cumplida,
and it'll be fulfilled to a total people, holy,
y será cumplida
walking in obedience.
A un pueblo santo caminando en obediencia.
And all the people shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. I love that.
Y toda
who else is called by the name? Who else is baptized in that name?
Toda la gente sabrá de que tú eres llamado por el nombre del Señor. Ahora eso me gusta.
Who else is immersed in that name?
¿Quién es inmersido? ¿Quién es bautizado bajo el nombre?
And what's the last phrase there?
Y es la última oración ahí.
And they shall what? Be afraid of you.
¿Y ellos qué?
When you're
temor.
Sitting and judging the earth.
Cuando estés sentado juzgando la tierra.
You with me? And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Chapter 28, verse 11.
Verso 11, y te hará Jehová sobreabundar en bienes, en el fruto de tu vientre, el fruto de tu bestia, el fruto de tu tierra, en el país que Jehová juró a tus padres que te había de dar.
Verse 12,
verso 12,
and the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure.
Te abrirá Jehová su buen tesoro.
Okay, here it's physical.
Aquí es
now
físico.
It's spiritual.
Ahora es espiritual.
We get out the treasure, good treasure out of heaven, but it's a spiritual.
Obtenemos el buen tesoro del cielo, pero espiritual.
Ephesians chapter 1.
Efesios capítulo 4.
He hath blessed thee with spiritual blessings in heavenly
las
places.
Bendiciones espirituales,
right?
En lugares celestiales.
Okay, why does Ephesians doesn't say one thing about physical blessings?
Porque Efesios no dice nada acerca de bendiciones físicas.
Spiritual blessings.
Bendiciones espirituales.
Heavenly places. In Christ Jesus.
En Cristo Jesús.
Okay? To get you to a place where this can happen where it won't ruin you.
in the millennial.
Okay? The heaven to give the rain unto the land in thy season and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations and thou wilt not borrow.
Okay, para enviar la lluvia a tu tierra en su tiempo, para bendecir toda obra de tus manos, expresará muchas naciones.
Oh my goodness, how the words of Jesus must have stung the ears of those men that day that sat on the mount with him and listening to him preach.
Como la palabra de Jesús turbó los oídos de esa gente cuando lo escuchaban predicar.
Blessed are you when you're persecuted. Huh? Who is this guy?
¿Quién es este hombre?
No wonder the Pharisees wanted to run him out of town. This isn't what Moses preached.
No me sorprende porque los fariseos lo querían sacar fuera del país. Esto no es lo que Moisés predicó.
But God had to turn a corner.
Pero Dios tenía que.
And they didn't know it.
Cambiar la, la cuerda y ellos no
unless
sabían.
God turned that corner, these words wouldn't be ever fulfilled. Unless God turned that corner, they would have never, these words would not be fulfilled.
A menos de que Dios no hubiese cambiado eso, estas palabras no hubieran sido cumplidas.
Okay, the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail.
Dios te hará la cabeza y no la cola.
Thou shalt be above only and thou shalt not be beneath.
Y estarás encima solamente y no estarás debajo.
If.
Sí.
If. You sí. Hearken unto the commandments of the Lord.
Los mandamientos de Jehová tu Dios.
And of course they didn't.
Y claro, no
and of course they don't.
Y claro, ellos no.
And of course they can't.
Ellos no pueden.
So they have to make a way.
Entonces tienen que
so of course we know it's Jesus Christ, period.
Entonces sabemos que es Jesucristo.
So we go here to book to just two scriptures in Acts now.
Ahora vamos a dos escrituras en Hechos.
This
ahora.
Promise, the promise.
La promesa.
Okay? That he made to Abraham,
que él hizo
to
a,
Isaac, to Jacob,
Jacob.
The, to the people, through
a,
them.
A la gente, al pueblo, a través de ellos.
Acts chapter 3,
Hechos 3,
verse 25.
Verso 25.
Okay? You are the children of the prophets.
Vosotros sois los hijos de los profetas.
And of the covenant which God made with our fathers, father Abraham.
Y del pacto que Dios hizo a nuestros padres, diciendo a Abraham.
Yeah, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed.
En tus simientes serán benditas todas las familias de la tierra.
Unto you, first, God having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you.
A vosotros primeramente, Dios, habiendo levantado a su hijo, lo envió para que os bendijese.
In turning away every one of you from your iniquities.
A fin de que cada uno se convierta de su maldad.
You're not going to live for the devil.
No vivirá con el
you're
diablo.
Not going to live in a world of unbelief.
No vivirás en un mundo de incredulidad.
Because of Jesus, you can live that holiness separated unto God life.
Por causa de Jesús, tú puedes vivir en esa santidad separado para Dios.
And in chapter 13,
a capítulo 13,
let's look at there, verse 32.
El versículo 32.
And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers. 13:32. I'm sorry.
Y nosotros también os anunciamos el evangelio de aquella promesa hecha a nuestros padres.
God hath fulfilled the same unto what?
La cual Dios ha cumplido a los hijos
us.
De quién? De ellos.
You.
A nosotros.
Okay. So God is bringing all of those blessings now in this day to you through Jesus Christ.
Ahora Dios está trayendo estas bendiciones a ti a través de Jesucristo.
Okay. And somehow,
y de alguna manera,
through his obedience,
a través de su obediencia,
will be counted for your obedience.
Será contado para tu
obediencia. Because he's the only one that could be obedient.
Porque es, él es el único que puede ser obediente.
Come on.
Vamos.
Your obedience, you'd never make it.
Tú eres obediente, nunca lo lograrás.
Because all of these were dependent on holiness and obedience.
Todo este mundo depende
if you
de
obey my covenants, if you obey my word,
si obedeces mi mandamiento,
if you obey,
palabra.
If you're holy unto me,
si eres santo para mí.
Okay, God hath fulfilled us unto their children in that he had raised up Jesus as it is written in the second Psalm, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee.
La cual Dios ha cumplido a los hijos de ellos a nosotros, resucitando a Jesús, como está escrito también en el Salmo 2, mi hijo eres tú, yo te he engendrado hoy.
And as concerning that he raised him from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David.
Y en cuanto a que le levantó de los muertos para nunca más volver a corrupción, lo dijo así, os
okay.
Daré las misericordias fieles de David.
So now, here's a man,
ahora es
especially
un hombre,
made man.
Un hombre especialmente
God
hecho.
And man.
Dios
for you.
Para ti.
Jesus for you.
Jesús para ti.
Jesus obedient for you.
Jesús obediente para
Jesus
ti.
The totally obedient son.
Jesús el obediente completo
the
para
one
ti.
Who even before he came.
El único que incluso antes de
into
venir,
flesh.
En carne.
Through in the spirit realm.
En el reino espiritual.
Hebrews chapter 10.
Hebreos 10.
I come to do thy will, O God.
Vengo a hacer tu voluntad, oh Dios.
Okay, in the volume of the book it is written of me.
Okay, en el volumen del libro está escrito.
A body you have prepared for me.
Un cuerpo que has preparado para mí.
Okay, a body of death.
Un cuerpo de muerte.
A body for death.
Un cuerpo para
a body for you.
Un cuerpo para
a
ti.
Body to take your place.
Un cuerpo para tomar tu
who
lugar.
Could never be could never be that fully obedient son.
¿Quién no podrá ser ese completo hijo obediente?
Okay. Do you understand? I hope this morning you are falling in love with your Lord like never before.
En amores con su Dios,
I hope
como nunca.
That as we go on, that you can say,
espero que como vayamos continuando puedas decir,
I don't just love my Lord.
No solo lo amo.
I'm in love with my Lord.
Estoy enamorado.
It's a love affair.
Es okay? Un noviazgo.
It's truly a love affair. I just want to be with him.
Noviazgo. Realmente quiero estar con él.
Okay, and I want.
Okay. Y,
listen, I keep thinking.
Yo continúo pensando.
We're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting. Okay. And what does he say?
¿Y qué es lo que él dice?
The Spirit and the Bride
el Espíritu
say,
la novia,
come.
Dice, ven.
How long have you said that? When have you earnestly
tiempo?
Poured out your heart?
¿Cuánto has esperado?
Okay.
Sinceramente,
come,
has dicho,
Lord,
ven,
come, please,
ven,
come
Señor,
for me.
Ven.
Huh? We're fat, sloppy, lazy
estamos
Christians
gordos,
in Laodicea.
Locos,
so content.
En la Odisea, están contentos.
Oh, let's go out to dinner.
Oh, vamos a cenar.
Oh, let's buy this.
Vamos
oh, let's enjoy
eso.
That. Who needs them?
Oh, ¿quién los necesita?
Okay, and I keep asking the question.
Y sigo preguntando.
We know the first Exodus.
Vemos el primer Éxodo.
Okay, it was when he heard the cries of his people, right?
Y vemos el clamor de la gente.
What's the third Exodus? Are going home?
¿Qué es el tercer Éxodo? Vamos
right?
a casa.
Is this going to happen again?
¿Esto pasará nuevamente?
But I'm going to ask you a question.
Pero te haré una pregunta.
Do you want to meet your Lord?
¿Quieres conocer a tu Dios?
Huh? With this kind of an attitude?
¿Con este tipo de actitud?
Lord,
Señor,
it's just so miserable. I can't take it. Come and get
miserable.
Me.
Está miserable. No puedo tomarlo.
Or would you rather have a heart?
¿O prefieres tener un corazón?
That says, Lord, I can't bear another day without
Señor,
being
no puedo
with you
soportar
in your presence.
Un día más sin estar en tu presencia.
Which would you rather meet him as? Oh, I can't stand it down here. Oh, I can't stand it here.
No,
oh, it's so hard. Oh, the taskmasters. Oh, it's miserable. Come.
Ben.
Oh, where was your heart the whole time for me?
¿Dónde estaba tu corazón todo este tiempo para mí?
Where was your love affair?
¿Dónde está tu enamoramiento?
You know, I think it's those of you who have watched the series The Chosen.
Oh, yo creo que ustedes, aquellos que son verdaderamente los escogidos,
I sat one night and watched.
Me senté una noche y miré.
Several of them, and I just cried like a baby.
Y lloré.
And it finally.
Y finalmente.
It was Peter.
Estaba Pedro.
On the sea.
En el mar.
And he's crying out to God.
Estaba llorando.
And he just screams out of frustration.
Y gritando fuera de frustraciones.
He says, "Lord, you
Dios,
chose us.
Tú nos escogiste."
Okay. You delivered us out of Egypt.
Nos libraste de Egipto.
To send us only to Babylon.
Para enviarnos solo a Babilonia.
Okay, and get us out of Babylon.
O sácanos de Babilonia.
To put us under Romans.
Para ponernos
he said, if I didn't know
Romanos,
better,
no
I'm not sure if you
mejor.
Chose us or not.
No estoy seguro si nos escogiste.
It was the humanness, right?
Ese fue su humano, ¿verdad?
Okay, and so finally he falls at the Lord. Feet of the Lord.
Y finalmente cae el Señor.
In these words, he says, Lord, we've waited so long.
Y dice esto el Señor, Señor, hemos esperado tanto.
I just want to be with you.
Solamente quiero estar contigo.
You take all the religious trappings, all the things.
Y tomas todas esas
I just want
trampas
to
religiosos.
Be with my Lord Jesus.
Solo quiero estar con mi Señor Jesús.
I pray.
Oro.
Somehow there's a people that are so in love just with
de alguna
him.
Manera, esta gente tan enamorada,
I just want to be with you.
Solo quiero estar contigo.
And so here is the Lord
aquí está el Señor.
Doing for us what we could never do ourselves.
Haciendo lo que por nosotros,
hey,
que no,
come
que
on.
No pudimos hacer.
This is about as basic as it gets, brothers. This is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going back to the basics and all these things.
Vamos, estoy yendo, you know, a lo básico en todas
Brother
estas
Branham
cosas.
Says, when the cleansing bride has made already, she goes back to kindergarten. Remember, I read
Branham
that a few
dice,
weeks ago.
Cuando la novia esté lista, volverá
you go back to kindergarten.
A la guardería.
He's got to burn out. He's got to cleanse up.
Se tiene que quemar, se tiene que limpiar.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going back to kindergarten.
Ahora vamos de regreso al
said, it's about time you get rid of these grudges. You get rid of these things that your baggage that you're carrying on to.
Es hora de que te deshagas de estas maletas.
You get rid of
cargando.
The anger you've been hanging on to. Oh, I'm bride, but I got full of bitterness and anger and resentment.
Soy llena de odio.
And oh, by the way, this guy bugs me and that guy bugs me and this person.
Oh, esta gente, esta persona,
but I got the doctrine
me molesta,
right.
Me molesta.
So here we are.
Aquí estamos.
And here is Jesus.
Aquí está Jesús.
So finally here is a man.
Y finalmente
that calls out to the Father, I can do nothing
no puedo dar
without you.
Nada sin ti.
Huh? I can do nothing
no
unless you're
nada.
Showing me. I'm totally separated unto your
estoy
will.
Completamente separado
no de man estar. Can persuade me.
Ningún hombre me puede
no
persuadir.
Man
ningún hombre.
Can look. Pull me away from your will and your life.
De tu voluntad,
so
de tu
here is a man standing in the gap
aquí
for you
hombre,
today
brecha,
because he's interceding for
hoy,
you right this very second.
Está por ti
and I can't
hoy.
Wait to get to the other side.
No puedo esperar que
and you'll lay down
fruta.
Your crowns at his feet.
Y ahí está él.
Huh? And you say, I don't know how I made it through. It was you.
Diciendo, oh, no sé cómo
and he'll pray. Say sometime he's going to reveal to you, do you know how much I prayed?
Y te dirá, for él you? Te lo revelará. ¿Tú sabes cuánto oré?
Do you know how much when you didn't have any strength I was pleading before
cuánto,
the Father?
Cuando tú no tenías fuerzas, estuve sangrando
it was,
delante de mi Padre.
The Spirit of God through your Lord Jesus Christ.
El Espíritu de Dios
trae no, it
Jesus
wasn't.
Oh,
help Michelle have a nice day today.
Oh.
It was with groanings. Do you know what? If he's
pues
groaning over you, Alfred,
si
there's a love affair.
Alfred, es,
if he's groaning over you,
y si está
how deeply does
ti,
he care about fulfilling his word in you? Huh? If he's groaning
si
over
está
you,
gimiendo.
Tell me how deep his love is for you.
Dime cuán profundo es su amor por ti.
All of these scriptures,
en todas estas
all of this
word, todas estas palabras,
is because the Lord Jesus came to your
Señor
aid, because he's on your side,
está a tu lado,
because he came to save,
viene
because
a
salvar. He could do what you could never do.
Él puede hacer lo que nunca pude.
He could fulfill every one of those scriptures.
Él pudo cumplir cada una de esas escrituras.
Okay? I'm obedient.
Soy obediente.
And you couldn't be.
No pudiste ser.
But here we see again, in all of these scriptures, Romans 8, the most wonderful promise of God. It's what, you know, people don't skip by this verse. They go to other verses in Romans 8, but this is one of the
Romanos
most
8.
Precious to me.
Pero es esta la más preciosa,
okay. Verse 8.
Verso
chapter 8, excuse me.
Capítulo 8,
we know this, there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Y si no hay condenación,
in Christ Jesus.
En Cristo Jesús.
In Christ Jesus.
En Cristo Jesús.
Okay, baptized into his name.
Okay,
immersed
en
into
nombre.
His name.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
into him through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In Christ Jesus. Stephen's prayer, you've got to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. If you've got to know that you know that you know, I am his, I am sealed. Who walk not after the flesh, but they're dominated by the Spirit.
They ellos caminaron fuera de la carne y ahora son dominados
for the law of the Spirit, a spirit of life. In Christ Jesus, that's where the Spirit of life, that's where the law of the Spirit of life, it's all in Christ
porque la ley
Jesus,
del Espíritu de vida en Cristo, es esa,
hath made me free
me ha liberado
from the law of sin and death.
De la ley del pecado y de la muerte.
For, look at, read up verse 3 out loud with me, would you everybody?
Vamos a ver el verso 3 conmigo.
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the like of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Go ahead, brother.
Porque lo que era imposible para la ley, por cuanto era débil por la carne, Dios, enviando a su Hijo en semejanza de carne de pecado y de causa del pecado, condenó al pecado en la carne.
Now read verse 4 with me, would you? That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
4. Para que la justicia de la ley se cumpliese en nosotros, que no andamos conforme a la carne, sino conforme al Espíritu.
So, think of this. The Spirit of God could only become to you through the shed blood, through His own sacrifice. That's the only way.
A través de un sacrificio de sangre, es la única manera.
Huh? Why?
¿Por qué?
Because the Spirit of God,
porque el Espíritu
without the blood, could never come into a sinful body.
Sin la sangre, no puede venir a un cuerpo pecador.
Only the blood made the way for the Spirit.
Solo la sangre hace el camino al Espíritu.
An obedient son.
Un hijo obediente.
Okay, and there was only one who could be obedient.
Y solo había uno que pudo ser obediente.
There was only one
who
could be that holy.
Que pudo hacer ese,
go back
santo.
To Hebrews. There's only one blood
vaya de regreso a Hebreos,
that God could accept.
Que Dios pudo aceptar,
the blood of His Son.
La sangre de su hijo.
Here we are in this day.
Aquí estamos este día.
There's only one worthy to open that book.
Solo hay uno
no man.
Para abrir esa
no
libro.
Holy Father.
Ningún hombre libre.
No Holy Church.
Ningún
nobody.
Santo, ninguna iglesia santa. Nadie.
Only Jesus.
Solo Jesús.
And because of Him.
Por causa de Él.
I'm saved. Because of Him,
soy salvo. Por causa de
I'm
él,
redeemed.
Soy redimido.
And because of Him,
por causa
I'm
de
being
él,
restored.
He sido restaurado.
What? Because of Him,
por causa de él,
He's taken me back
me está llevando regreso
to where Adam was.
A donde Adam
and that's
estuvo.
Where Brother Branham,
y eso
this
lo
is
que
the book of redemption.
Este es el libro de redención.
This is the book of redemption.
Este es el libro
it's going back.
Es yendo de regreso.
John wept. Why?
Juan lloró, ¿por
we qué? Would stay in this miserable condition.
Nos vamos a quedar en esta condición miserable.
Forever.
Para siempre.
Had he not opened that seven sealed book.
¿Cómo supo de abrir ese libro
but
de
now,
sellos? Pero
because
ahora,
that seven sealed book is open.
Pero ahora que ese libro
it's the book of redemption.
Está abierto, el libro de
it's a book of returning.
Es un libro de regreso.
It's a book of restoration.
Es un libro de restauración.
I'm taking you back to full
regreso.
Eternal life.
A eterna,
I'm
eterna.
Back to eternal fellowship.
Y de regreso a compañerismo uh-huh. eterno.
Don't you love that?
No amas eso.
You know, I got, you know, we met this wonderful brother in Uganda.
¿Sabe? Conocimos este hermoso hermano en Uganda.
And just a beautiful heart for the Lord.
Y son un corazón hermoso para el Señor.
We posted a couple of little songs that he sung on Grace Ministries.
Publicamos un par de canciones de Grace.
Isaac Asimwe. And he sent me some notes.
Me envió ciertas notas.
And he said, God called you to fellowship.
Y dice, Dios te mandó a hacer compañerismo.
Doesn't Brother Branham say that exact same thing?
No dice eso el hermano Branham.
God called you to fellowship.
Dios te mandó
God wants your fellowship. Why?
¿Por qué?
I thought this was so beautiful.
Pensé, es tan hermoso.
He said, because you become the same as the one you fellowship with.
Porque él dice, porque tú vienes uh-huh. a ser el mismo con el que estás adorando, haciendo
young
compañía.
People, listen to me.
Manos, escúchenme.
You become one with
vengan
those you fellowship with.
En su compañerismo.
You be careful.
Tengan cuidado.
You fellowship with God.
Su compañerismo con Dios.
You need time with Him.
Necesitas tiempo
if
con
you
él.
Fellowship with the world,
así
you will find yourself becoming more worldly.
Así vienes a darte cuenta que eres
thinking like the world,
mundano,
acting like the world.
Mundo, actuando como
that's
el mundo.
Why in the Old Testament,
por eso
have no
Testamento.
Pity, because they'll pervert you. Right? Separated unto God.
Separados para Dios.
Okay. Listen. We know these things.
Escucha, sabemos estas cosas.
But the righteousness of the law.
La justicia de la ley.
The righteousness.
La justicia.
Of Exodus.
En Éxodo.
That he demanded.
Que él demandó.
The righteousness of the commandments in Deuteronomy.
Los mandamientos que
the righteousness
hizo en
of all the laws of Leviticus
la justicia en las leyes en Levítico
were fulfilled in one obedient son.
Fueron cumplidas en un hijo obediente.
And now there's no condemnation
ahora no hay condenación
to you
a ti
because of him,
por causa de él,
because you're in him,
porque estás en
and
él.
You didn't crawl into him,
y no, no,
you didn't work yourself into him,
tú no gateaste hacia él, no
you didn't
tu
good yourself
trabajo
into him.
Hacia él, no hiciste, no trabajaste
the
para
Father
él,
put you in him
el padre te puso
through
en
election
por
and predestination,
predestination,
through grace.
A través
through
de la
mercy,
gracia, misericordia.
And you are in him.
Estás en él.
And he is your holiness.
Y él es tu santidad.
Again.
Nuevamente.
Brother Branham, do you believe in holiness?
Brother Branham, ¿crees en santidad?
Yes.
Sí.
But not my own.
Pero no mía.
Because I don't have any.
Porque no tengo ninguna.
But I believe in
pero
holiness.
Creo en la santidad.
Because the Holy One
por
lives.
El Santo
he resides.
Vive.
He rests in here.
Él descansa
and he
aquí.
Did and does everything for me.
Él hizo y hace
and now he says to you,
ahora él te dice,
because of this,
por causa
because
de
of me,
por causa mía,
I'm asking you to do the humanly impossible.
Le estoy pidiendo al humano que
think
haga
about
imposible.
It.
Piense.
What have we been saying? Make yourself of no reputation.
¿Qué hemos hecho es, ¿qué hemos dicho? No, te hagas de reputación.
Love your enemy.
Ama a tus enemigos.
I can't.
No puedo.
I know you can't.
Yo sé que no puedes.
But I'm very good at it.
Pero estoy muy bueno en eso.
Do you understand?
¿Entiendes?
Now he's making a way through himself for you to fulfill. Okay? And here we were again, but I'm just, let's go back again.
Vamos de regreso.
Let's go back to those words. I want these words to resound in your heart.
Quiero que estas palabras resuenen en tu corazón.
From Deuteronomy chapter 15. Remember what I've done.
Lo que he hecho.
Remember how I redeemed you.
¿Cómo te
okay? okay. What does 2 Peter say the
ahora,
same thing?
Okay. Segunda de Pedro dice la misma
are
cosa.
You lacking these seven virtues of the stature of a perfect man?
Estás,
it's because you didn't remember.
Estás careciendo estas siete virtudes es porque no recuerdas.
You forgot.
Olvidaste.
What is also the Old Testament?
¿Qué es dicho en el Viejo Testamento?
Remember.
Recuerda.
Remember.
Recuerda.
Remember what I did.
Recuerda lo que hice.
Don't forget.
No olvides.
We read it in Deuteronomy 7 today. Remember how
recuerda.
I redeemed you.
¿Cómo te
redimí? What did Paul say?
¿Qué es lo que dijo Pablo?
I remember.
Recuerdo.
I was chiefest of sinners.
Estaba.
I'll never forget.
Estaba.
What he did for me.
¿Qué es lo que él hizo por mí?
I will never forget it.
Yo era el primero de pecadores.
I'm
nunca
chiefest of sinners.
Yo era el primero entre los pecadores.
But he counted me worthy.
Pero él me contó.
He.
Él.
He.
Él.
Counted you worthy.
Te contó.
To bear his name in this day.
Para llevar su nombre en este día. Por causa de él.
Okay.
Okay.
Now all of these scriptures are fulfilled. So we go to Matthew again.
Escrituras son, todas son
to chapter 5 that we've been here before.
Cinco.
Here's the words, brothers. Remember
recuerda
what I've done for you.
Lo que he hecho por ti.
To be as me
para ser como yo,
to others.
Para otros, con otros.
Be as me to others.
Be, sé como yo para con otros.
Number 3.
Número 3.
What I've done.
Lo que he hecho.
For you.
Por ti.
You do.
Tú haz.
Remember.
Recuerda.
What I've done.
Lo que he hecho.
You be as me.
Tú sé como yo.
To others.
Para con otros.
3, you do what I've done to you.
3, tú haces lo que te he hecho.
Again, these are common.
Ahora, estas son comunes.
You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. Chapter 5, verse 43.
Capítulo 5, verso 43. Nuevamente. Oíste que fue dicho, amarás a tu prójimo y aborrecerás a tu enemigo.
But I say unto you,
pero yo os digo,
love your enemies.
Ama a vuestros enemigos.
Bless them that curse you.
Bendice a los que os maldicen.
How did this sound to those people that were trained under Moses for generations and millennia, huh?
¿Cómo sonaba
this
esto?
Guy's
esta
nuts.
Gente que estaba siendo entrenada bajo Moisés para un milenio, ¿eh? Esto es
Yeah. Do good to them that hate you. Wow.
A los que te aborrecen.
Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.
Ora por los que te ultrajan y te persiguen.
Verse 45.
Verso 45.
The very first word.
La primera palabra.
That. Isn't that amazing? One word.
Que.
One
una
single
palabra.
Word.
Una sola palabra.
You have to do the humanly impossible thing.
Tienes que hacer lo humanamente imposible.
That what?
¿eso qué?
That you may be the children of your father.
Que seas hijo de vuestro padre.
Now what's he saying there?
¿Ahí qué está diciendo?
Huh? Didn't he tell us?
No nos
oh,
dijo.
What manner of love the Father has given to us that we should be called the sons of God. Now are you sons. But you are not sons manifest.
Tú, ahora eres hijo, pero no eres hijo manifiesto.
So he comes to a people in this day.
Ahora viene a nosotros,
and he says, because of me,
por causa mía,
because of me in you,
por causa mía,
I'm asking you to do what you could never do.
Te estoy pidiendo que hagas lo que no
I'm asking hacer. You to do what is humanly impossible.
Te estoy pidiendo que hagas lo que es humanamente
I'm
posible.
Asking of all of you to release,
te estoy pidiendo que liberes,
to get rid of
que te deshagas,
all anger, all bitterness,
enojo,
all resentment,
soberbia,
all your pride, get rid of
todo
it.
Tu orgullo, deshazte de eso.
As I release you, you release others. As I forgive you, you forgive others. As I had patience with you, you have patience with others.
Así como tengo paciencia contigo, ten paciencia con otros.
You have to.
Tienes que.
That.
Que.
Isn't that amazing? That.
Eso.
You may be children of your fathers,
hijo de
which is
padre.
In heaven,
está en el
for he
cielos.
Is good to them. That mock him and spit in his face.
Pero porque él es bueno a ellos, a que se burlan
de él.
Did
the sun rise this morning?
Lo escupen. El Señor brilló en esta mañana.
Question: did it only rise for you?
Pregunta: solo brilló sobre ti.
He feeds you today.
Te alimentó hoy.
How many people?
¿Cuánta gente?
That mock him and speak against him. Did he feed today?
¿Cuánta gente que se burlan?
How many people
lo escupen,
did he give breath today whose whole life is against him?
Toda su
who
vida
speak against
en contra de él, que hablan en contra de él.
And he says to you,
y él te dice,
remember
recuerda
what I did for you.
Lo que hice por ti.
Now you be as me to them as I am to you, and you do what I've done for you for them.
Con ellos.
This is bride. This is the bride making herself ready, brothers and sisters. You say this is pretty trivial. This is pretty kindergarten. You bet it is.
Esto es jardín de niños. Mejor que tú lo seas.
Huh? It's kindergarten, kids.
Okay, esto es jardín de niños.
But don't you think you're going to be bride with all that stuff
in your heart? No creas que serás novia sin estas cosas.
Uh-huh. Do you want to be the children of your father?
¿Quieres ser los hijos de tu padre?
Uh-huh. For if you love them which love you, that's the human part.
Oh, que si tú lo amas cuando ellos te aman.
What reward do you have? I said this last week. How many times do you ever see
lo dije la semana pasada, God ¿cuántas veces has visto?
Rewarding a human for being human? Huh? Do you ever hear of that in the scripture any place?
¿Has escuchado en la escritura en algún lugar?
Oh, I'm so human.
Oh, soy tan humano.
Here's the reward. You're so human.
Aquí está el precio, el premio.
Never.
Nunca.
Right? If you love them which love you, you're just being human. What reward have you?
Si los amas, you have nothing. Solo estás siendo humano.
If you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others?
¿No hacen también lo mismo los publicanos?
Do not even the publicans?
Hacen lo mismo también los publicanos.
Be therefore perfect. Yeah. I can't. How can I? Because
no puedo,
he made a way.
Podré.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
Cuánto amo a Jesús.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. To me he is so wonderful. To me he is so wonderful. To me he is so wonderful.
Él es tan hermoso.
Because he first. So in Matthew chapter 5, what's he telling you? He's telling us to do supernatural things.
¿Qué es lo que nos está diciendo? Que hagamos cosas sobrenaturales.
Supernatural things.
Cosas sobrenaturales.
That are totally contrary.
Que son completamente contrarias.
To every ounce of human reasoning that you have.
Todo razonamiento humano que tienes.
In order for you.
En orden para que
to be sons.
Que seas
and daughters of God.
Hijas de Dios.
That manifest.
Que manifieste
your heavenly Father.
A tu Padre Celestial.
Huh? Yeah. Amen. We'll continue more.
Amen. Continuaremos más.
Do you remember that song? There is none holy as the Lord.
Nadie más santo.
There is none beside thee.
No hay nadie como
neither
él.
Is there any rock. Like our God,
como nuestro Dios,
there is none. Who wrote those words? Where did those words come from? Hannah, 1 Samuel chapter 2. It's her praise to God. It's, I think it's in the Behold books. In the Behold books. Would you stand with me? Let's just sing that to the Lord. You cannot be holy, but you must be holy. What a dilemma, huh? Totally separated unto God because the Holy One lives inside of you.
No puede ser santo, pero
he says, all things are possible because of me. Right? Okay. Let's sing this. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there God, there is none holy as thee. Let's just sing it again to him.
So grateful that you have permitted us to gather once again, have fellowship and eat of this heavenly manna that you have brought today. We're so grateful, Lord, for the life of our pastor here, Lord, that you have guided to give this holy word to us. Oh, dear God, how we long to be with you. How we long, Lord, our eyes to see your holy face.
Thank you, Jesus.
To be one with you. To be that bride, the perfect bride, Lord. Is it a bit scared in garden that you want us to be at now?
Thank
please
you,
help us. We need your help. We have heard your word and we believe it.
Thank you,
we believe it with all our hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever
Jesus.
That it's impossible for human is possible through Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen. Glory.
Oh, Lord, please help us. Do not take your Holy Spirit from us. The bride and the Spirit say, oh Lord, come. Come, Lord, we need you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
This world is falling apart.
Amen, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We need you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So desperately.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, help us to get in.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, make us to your image.
Help
us to go through this life, to this world. We believe that we are only pilgrims and we'll go back to that holy land.
Thank you, Lord.
Because we are part of you, your eternal thought. Oh, dear God, help us to help others too. To be that light that this world needs. To be the salt that this world needs.
Thank you, Lord.
We beg you, Father. We're not perfect, but your Son makes us perfect. Help us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that when we leave this place, we can spread your word with love and help others in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Brothers and sisters, really don't forget. He's asking you to do supernatural things. He's asking you to do the impossible and the human. And through this, he will know where he's in control. Right? Because only he can do these things in you and through you. That will be his bride. Nobody else will be able to fulfill these words. Nobody. Only where he has the preeminence and control. But he does. And don't forget, he ever liveth and intercedes before the Father right now. He's before the Father's throne interceding for every single one of us because he sees your need. With groanings that can't be uttered. That's how much his desire is for each one of you. Oh, love him. Fall in love with the Lord Jesus. Love him like never before. Love him and so you can't stand to be out of his presence. Love him till you want to feast with him every minute of every day. Love him. Fall in love with him until you can't stand to be away from him. Love with him. Fall in love with him until your heart is screaming out to God. Even so, come. Please, come, Lord Jesus. I don't want another day without you and your kingdom. I want you. I just want to be with you. Fall in love with him. Amen. Amen. Can we sing? I love you, Lord. workers love me. Sing it to him, I love you, Lord. Your crowns at his feet. Cast the crown of your pride, cast the crown of your ambitions, cast it down at the feet of the Lord Jesus. Submit to him, worship him, love him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your might, with all of your strength. Oh God, we love you so much. You are our God. We are the people of your pasture. We are the object of your love, and how can we thank you and praise you? We are the apple of your eye, Lord. We don't deserve these things. We don't deserve your holiness. We don't deserve anything. But Lord, you and your mercy towards us, smiling down upon your children and saying, they are to be mine. They are to be separated unto me. These are the work of my hands. These are the planting of the Lord. In these I will be glorified. We are your workmanship, Father. To you be praise. To you be glory. To you be honor. Let us exalt you and lift you up with all that we have. Let us exalt you and lift you up with all that we say, with all that we do. Oh God, be glorified. Be glorified here. Be glorified in us. Be glorified through us, Lord Jesus. Be praised. Give glory to your holy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the Lord. Glory to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. thank you enough, Lord. Oh, how can we praise you sufficiently? Oh, God, the only thing I can see, let my life praise you. Let my whole being give you thanks. Let my submission praise your name. Let my yielding to you be glory to your name. Giving you the preeminence, giving you your place, take place, O King of our souls. Take your place, O King of our hearts. Take your throne there. Rule, reign over us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Reign in me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Might wake up tomorrow morning. You might say there's too much Hoffman in you, too much Smith in you, too much Morris in you, whatever. Say, here I am, Lord. It all has to be crushed out like it did the prophet so that he can make himself known. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, kingdom come. Establish there your throne. Let your will be done. Reign in me. Sovereign God, reign in me. Reign in me. Sovereign God. Called us to be separated unto you wholly, completely. What a privilege, what an honor that you ask us. Father, I remember the prophet of God standing on a mountain in Colorado and tears dropping off of his beard onto the dry leaves. He could hear it. Because you said to him, walk with me. Walk with me. And we hear that voice calling to us today. That same voice, that same God saying, walk with me. Walk with me. Let us respond with everything that's in us. We will, Father. It's the desire of our whole hearts. Thank you, Lord. We will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. prayer this morning for anything. Between us and him, it's you. It's you on him. It's you anointing him. It's your Holy Spirit to answer his prayer, to answer his needs, Father. Let that revelation be strong and come to reality even in his body as he responds to you. Father, thank you for healing him. Thank you that you are the God that heals all of our diseases. Thank you for your word that says they shall lay hands on the sick. Amen. And they shall recover.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I give you praise. Yes. And ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else this morning? You more than life itself.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We sing that song, Jesus, Jesus, Lord to me, Master, Savior. For his family. We all have that same prayer, don't we? That's from the Spirit of the Lord. Let's join him. Come on up, brothers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit crying out, oh God, bring them in. Oh, Heavenly Father, you got a vessel here that you've claimed. You got a vessel here that you said, this is mine to fill. People might not like it. I know you gave him some scriptures. They might look at him. But there's some that will see you in him and respond. And Lord, I lift up, brother, I join his heart for his family. Oh, God, bring them into Jesus Christ, into the under the name, to be immersed in that name, to be surrounded by that name, to have all of the attributes of that name, the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, as Jesus prayed that they might, this is the will of the Father, they might know me, the only true God in Jesus Christ, his Son. And that prayer of the Lord Jesus, Lord, I give them my glory that they might be one. Oh, let that prayer be fulfilled even in his wife and his children. The others that are on his heart there, Lord, you see it. Shine through my brother, Lord. Shine through him. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Deliverance
for myself. Charity's cry of our heart is mine. How many of you are feeling that this morning? Prayer for deliver me from me. And come have preeminence. Would you come? Let's join in this, because we're all, I think every one of us is feeling exactly that same thing this morning. Thank you, Lord. Father, I think the words of the prophet just keep resounding back in my heart and in my mind over and over and over. Where the Holy Spirit said there's just too much Branham there, and you said to us there's too much you and you. It's got to be squeezed out and purged out, Lord Jesus, so that you could manifest yourself. Oh, Heavenly Father, this is your Charity's cry is our cry, every one of us, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, clean us up. It is your word to be fulfilled, not ours. These are your thoughts that you want to do in us, not ours. This is your desire, Father, and we say yes and amen to it, Lord. We can't do it. Again, you're asking us to do supernatural things, humanly impossible things, because it's you, and you're the one can do it and will do it, because it's your word. You said so. And we stand before you and say yes and amen.
Amen.
Your word be fulfilled here, right in us, right in these bodies, right in these hearts, right in these skins here. Let it be, Father. Oh, God. We believe it, and all we can do, we lift ourselves up to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let that mercy of the power of the Word of God come in us and do its work. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Because he loves you. Because he loves you. Amen. His marvelous power, his wondrous power will be revealed. Thank you, Jesus. He will deliver. Yeah. is the victor and his over every thank you for visiting us. We are yours, Lord. We belong to you. Take us, Lord. Love us home, would you? Because that's what it's going to take. Your mercy, new every morning to us. To work, to perform your word. Even now, even this hour, even right this minute, we're falling in love with you anew and over again, and let it grow every day, Lord. Let it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It is greater than all my sin.